Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got this announcement the other day. It said Charlie Kirk was taking over for Rush Limbaugh, and it was shocking a little bit because I was like, well, I thought Dan Bongino took over for Rush Limbaugh. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And as it turns out, Charlie is taking over 1 hour on WABC, which is a big station out of New York, so it's a definite feather in his cap. I know the programming staff up there. And anyway, I did Geraldo's show up there. I've done many shows on that station. It's probably the biggest, quote, conservative station in New York. And, of course, it had Geraldo on it, which tells you how conservative New York is. But anyway, Charlie's doing an hour on that show, and they made this huge announcement that he's replacing Limbaugh. And I thought, see, that's the kind of stuff that the conservative movement doesn't need. If you want to say he's taking over a big signal in New York in the time slot held by Rush Limbaugh, that's fine. I mean, that's true. But he's taking over for Limbaugh? And this gets me into this place where I tell people, you know, when people try to be bigger than the movement, Charlie Kirk, number one, can't replace Limbaugh. Neither can Bongino. Not a slam to either one of them, but they just can't. I know the limitations of each of them. I don't know who can, by the way. I'm not saying I can, but it's not either one of those guys. Now, they can certainly fill part of the void. That's what all our voices do. And in fact, we should be looking for multiple people to fill the Limbaugh spot, so to speak, if you want to think of it that way. Me personally, I look at how does this movement grow? How does it grow beyond Limbaugh? How does it grow beyond the limitations put on it by the left, who do paint Limbaugh as a white, elitist, racist, Republican, conservative, Bible-thumping, whatever, whatever, right? Well, it's easy to do. You change the complexion of things. I'm just saying that it's easy to do. Now, they've tried to do that with Bongino, who's Italian. It's funny, people think Bongino's black. His name is Bongino, okay? I don't want to go old godfather on you, but he's a Bongino. And bring me some olive oil while you're at it. But Charlie is, you know, he's a white kid that hangs out with the president. And I'm not trying to detract from that, because the dude is brilliant. He's built an organization that got a lot of attention. It didn't do a whole lot. It brought to light the problems in academia, but it didn't solve any. But that organization gets millions of dollars, and now Charlie transitioned from helping kids to bringing on Candace Owens and helping blacks, and now he's becoming a radio host, and that's okay. His trajectory, his transition, his transformation, if you will, is whatever he chooses to make it. But again, what was the core belief there? What was the action that he was trying to do? He's going to change academia. Academia hasn't changed. Academia swallowed up Turning Point USA and spit it out. It's not a slam against them because they at least started the fight. But are you going to finish the fight? Our organization is attacking pop culture. We're attacking education differently. We are going to be looking for people who want to run branches of seeking educational excellence so we can get people elected to school boards so we can change education forever. We're applying for grants. We're working with some of our big donors to try to make this happen. We want people on school boards. 95,000 members of school boards in the United States, 95% of whom are elected. For those doing the math, that's roughly 90,000 elected members. It's the largest elected body of people in the country. There are 17,158 school districts. Do you know that 70% of the people that serve on school boards don't even have children in the school district? And here's an interesting stat. 74% of school board races cost less than $1,000 to run. If we want to change the education system, if we want to change the trajectory of what's going to happen, that's the way to do it. So that's the attack that we're gonna take. By the way, the majority of school boards are conservative. So you can eliminate 80% of them right off the bat. You don't even have to worry about them. The ones you have to worry about is that 20% that have let leftism creep in. So do the math on it. Think about the money that we could put into just changing the school boards if we focused on the top 10% and flipping those races, which cost less than $1,000 to run. By the way, 80% of school board races are run for less than $5,000. So our organization is geared towards that. If I had a fraction of the money that Charlie Kirk has in Turning Point USA, we could start flipping school boards immediately. So we're going to gather them all together. We're going to put targets on their backs, and we're going to go after these radical school board members who are teaching things like critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, and so on and so forth. They're teaching racism. The Black Lives Matter, by the way, we're going to get into race issues here because, as you guys know, over the past few days, another black guy gets shot in Minneapolis. While the Derek Chauvin trial is going on, another guy gets killed in a traffic stop. He gets shot instead of tased. And I've got some information on it because I wanted to know how often does that happen. It's pretty rare. But the taser feels just like a gun. And I don't know where it's positioned on a police officer. I've never gone through that training, but it's certainly possible. But here's the thing. We always have to leap to racism. We have to leap that cops are out hunting blacks. Here's the thing. How many traffic stops are made every day? How many white cops are there? How many traffic stops? Quick story. I was traveling down the freeway the other day, bringing my son back from baseball. He's going 90 miles an hour. This big SUV is behind me, and I was going faster because I was going to pull around the car and move over, which I did. And he pulls up beside me. By the way, that's forget what they call it, but it's not a regular ticket. It's a bad ticket when you're more than 20 miles over the speed limit. So long story short, cop pulls up beside. I look over at him like, why are you pulling up beside me? I go, oh, it's a cop. So I wave at him like, thank you, because he didn't write me a ticket. He didn't do anything. I'm alive to tell the story. Now, I don't know what happened in this traffic stop in Minneapolis, but if a traffic stop requires a cop to pull anything, taser, gun, handcuffs, billy club, what happened? And must we jump to conclusions every single time? But you know the answer as to why we have to do that, right? Why leftist America has trained us this way? It is because the money bell rings whenever a race issue like this happens. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Racism, racism everywhere. You can't get away from it, not in leftist America. They won't let you get away from it because that is where they make the majority of their money. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm super busy these days. Why? Because we keep tackling this silly issue of race. And I've already given you the answer. It's because of M-O-N-E-Y. Why couldn't that cop who shot the black guy in Minneapolis have been black? It still would have been a big issue because it would have been police targeting black people, but it would have been a black person targeting another black person, which would have mitigated it. You all know that's true. Sadly, it would have been different. It's a tragedy either way. I don't know what precipitated this. So here's the thing. I have an idea. Let's make all cops black. We've done it pretty much for the NBA. We've done it pretty much for the NFL. you know, black workers with white supervision. So why don't the Democratic cities, why don't they just put on a moratorium that says we're only going to hire black cops? Because that'll solve a lot of things. And you can pay them a lot of money. Here's why. Because they won't get sued. The city's not going to have to pay $27 million to George Floyd's family if a black cop is the one with his knee on his neck. So you could pay blacks reparations. You could make them cops. They would be in control. They could, you know, give beatdowns to white folks and without anybody, not even being sued. Watch how the laws would change if all the cops were black. Watch how the world would change. Look at what happens when cities are run by blacks. Would you want to live there? Hey, as a black man, I'm going to tell you right now, don't put me in a city that's run by blacks. Don't put me in a city that is majority black. Oh, Kevin, you sound racist against your own people. No, I'm not. But I am bigoted. I want to live. Yeah. See, I'm going to tell you the truth about things. I'm not going to split hairs. Oh, but Kevin, black people aren't going to be, they're going to be mad at you. No, they're not. They know I'm telling the truth. See, we can play this game, you know, Kevin Jackson, black radio host, and you white folks out there. Okay, let me tell you what. Black folks, when we get behind the scenes, we talk real talk. We know exactly what I'm talking about. This is not a secret. And the only people who get mad are the race pimps. I wrote about it. You should get my book. If you don't have it, shame on you. Racepimping.com. You should get that book. I explain everything that's going on right now with crystal clarity. Even things you hadn't thought about. No white cops. Wouldn't that solve our problem? Only, it would be even better if it was short female cops, black cops with disabilities. Female, right? Short female cops with disabilities. Maybe they just had wheelchairs. Or CNI dogs or something like that. Immediately, some leftists came out, defund the police. Why? A mistake was made. You think that 20-year-old white female cop did a traffic stop and said, I'm going to go shoot me a black dude in Minneapolis while the Derek Chauvin trial was going on? Man, now that chick would be Superman. She would be a thrill seeker that I've never seen in my life. Forget skiing off of Mount Everest or even climbing it. What? Forget alligator wrestling or going in with the gladiators. This chick would be the meanest, baddest mother shut your mouth on the planet if she were to shoot a black dude in the middle of the Derek Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, Minnesota. For goodness sakes, holy mother of Sparta. Biden said to reporters that he spoke to the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, a Democrat, and local authorities about the shooting of Dante Wright, but he hadn't spoken to Wright's family. Oh, because see, the Wright's family has to get a phone call from the president when your boy gets shot and killed. Let me ask you this: when is the last time a white family? I'm gonna colorize this because I want to make sense of it. When is the last time a white family who got killed by a cop accidentally or, you know, in suspicious circumstances, got a call from the president, got a visit, had the FBI come look into the case, like Michael Brown Jr., where Eric Holder flies into Ferguson, Missouri, Barack Obama comes in. When does that happen for anybody other than black folks? Biden says this, I think we've got to wait and see what the investigation shows, the entire investigation. You've all watched, I assume, as I did, the body cam, which is fairly graphic. The question is, was it an accident or was it intentional? No kidding. Wow. Really? We need to wait and see? Hey, black folks, black leftists in particular, how about that? You just wait and see. How about you stop being trained Pavlov dogs, and every time somebody gets shot that's black, you got to act like we got to sing old Negro spirituals. says, but in the meantime, I want to make it clear, there is absolutely no justification, none, for looting. No justification for violence. Peaceful protest is understandable. So they're already looting and rioting and everything else. Because, see, that's the real reparations. The Democrats have said to black folks, whenever something happens to black people, you have permission to go act a fool. To go clown. Go clown. He says, this appears to be, from what I view, the officer's reaction and distress immediately after, that this was an accidental discharge that resulted in the tragic death of Mr. Wright, said the governor of Minnesota. Now, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to tell you, you guys have heard my sarcastic view of it. If this white chick went out with the idea that she's going to shoot a black man in a traffic stop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a trial going on, the trial of the century, but it's the trial of the year, because it seems like every time we turn around, they got to blow up something where a black guy gets killed. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to bet you he got himself killed. Because again, why would a cop need to pull a taser in a traffic stop? I have been stopped in multiple traffic stops. I have never had a taser pulled on me because I'm not stupid. I put my hands on the steering wheel. I'm not going to take you guys through what I do, but I know what it takes to stay alive. And it has nothing to do with my color or anything else. If I act the clown, I don't care whether I'm Indian, whether I'm black, I'm Chinese, it doesn't matter. You can get shot with the person holding a gun. So don't act clown. But nobody's going to care about that, because we have to look at the aftermath. Nobody cares about Derek Chauvin and what he actually did. And nobody even wants to question what what's-his-face did. The guy that's actually dead and got himself killed. Nobody's going to question this. It's idiotic. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kim Potter, the former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright, is going to face charges. The Washington County attorney saying she will face a second-degree manslaughter charge. Civil unrest continuing for a third straight night Tuesday outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department after the death of Wright. The National Guard and Minnesota State Police have put a fence up surrounding the police station. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the government was prepared for issues to arise in the fight against COVID-19, including the pause of the J&J vaccine. The FDA and CDC both recommending halting use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine due to reports of very rare blood clots. Severe weather hovering along the Gulf Coast, Texas, and Louisiana may see damaging winds, waterspouts, and tornadoes before the storm moves east over the next day. USA Radio News. President Biden plans to pull all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Biden set to make that announcement later today, saying he thinks it's time for American troops to come home. Former President Trump also said he would be bringing troops home as well, which was met with widespread condemnation. A family in California is relieved after an arrest in a cold case.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think I speak for a lot of America that's sick and tired of every time a black man is killed by a cop that we have to go on red alert. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When did we become so uncivilized? I mean, we can't even listen for evidence, wait to see what happened. We can't be with forgiveness. I remember this lady that killed a black kid, killed his brother. And he came to court for this officer, and he says, I forgive you. It was the most emotional thing. I sent that to a friend of mine, and I said to him, see, this is the type of kid we have to embrace. And he genuinely forgave this woman, and she was crying, and he was like, I forgive you. You know, I can't explain to you, even talking about it now, it makes me emotional that somebody can have that level of forgiveness. I remember the case, the guy goes, he goes into the house and shoots the guy. And I don't know whether it was accidental. I don't know the details, but I just remember this kid saying, I forgive you. And look, I know there are people out there that are just looking for a fight. They're just looking for a reason to be mad. They're called leftists. They're called Democrats. They call themselves progressives. But if progressive means you're always looking to be upset about something, they're very successful at it. But how do you heal a nation when every time something comes up, you got to make it racial? I don't think there's – I haven't – again, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not trying to be the purveyor of all thought in this effort around this police officer shooting this guy. I'm not at all. But I do know how to exercise common sense. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's no white cop in the world who would want to shoot a black guy in Minneapolis or anywhere else in this climate. None. None. You could be the like Robert Byrd, Democrat Senator Robert Byrd, the Grand Kleagle of the Ku Klux Klan for 40 years, and you still wouldn't want to shoot a black dude in this time. You would be, if you call the Klan, should I shoot this black guy? The Klan would be like, heck no, dude. Don't do that. Just come to the meeting when you're off duty. There's no way they're going to do it. They won't identify the officer. They just said she's been placed on medical leave. But here's what they said. Wright's death, which came during a traffic stop prompted by expired registration on his vehicle, has sparked intense protest. Yeah. So it's in the suburb of Minneapolis. So Biden's already got people ready to deal with the protest. I can't wait. No offense, but there are parts of me that say, let it burn. You know, I want to see just how this administration has to handle all the crap that gets heaped on when a Republican president is in office. I want to see Biden have to have police do a thump down, call in the National Guard, which they've already done in one instance. I want to see all of it play out. And so you can see how the media plays it, how the left plays it, how they spin it. Why did this woman even have to deploy a taser? That's what gets me. See, we're never going to know the backstory. You get pulled over. Your officer walks up. Sir, your license plate is expired. Can I see your driver's license and your registration? Sure. Is it okay if I reach in the glove compartment to get my registration? Yes, it is. Hands up, showing that there's nothing there. And usually there's another cop on the other side. I don't know what happened. If she had a partner. Sometimes, you know, the highway patrol type cops, the beat cops, they're just by themselves and they call for backup. But that's routine. That happens, what, thousands if not millions of times a day? Routine traffic stop. What happened? Are we going to know? No. Let me tell you why they don't want to tell you this. You already know because you're smart. You're already listening to the program, so what do I know that you don't know? But you know the reason is because if they tell you the whole story, then you're going to – I mean, look, there's a body cam that led up to it. Joe Biden, who is the guy who looked this over, who's the demented in charge of this thing, has already said, you know, from the body cam, it seems pretty clear that she wasn't trying to shoot the guy. So what they're not telling you is again, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to bet you. If you see the body cam, you're going to see an uncooperative dude who got hostile. Uncooperative who got hostile. Now, cause and react, you know, cause and action, action, reaction. In physics, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. In this case, maybe not so equal, but certainly opposite. But I can tell you this, if this guy cooperates, she's not pulling out a taser, she's not pulling out a gun, she's not pulling out handcuffs or a billy club or anything else. She's not calling for backup. She's writing a ticket, he's going home, and she's going home. That didn't happen. Anyway, I did a little research. I wanted to know how often taser, because this is not, there was a guy, remember the guy, was it I think it was at like a New York subway station, and he thought he was tasing a guy and he shot him. They got it on film, and there's like four or five officers who are holding this guy down, and the guy pulls out his gun and he shoots him. He's like, oh shoot, because he thought he had his taser. This is not unusual. The taser, if you've seen them, they look like guns now. They have the same look and feel of a gun. Maybe they'll probably do some legislation that says a taser has to be built like a box where you throw it at them or something. I don't know what's going to happen, but I wanted to see the statistics, so I went to a site and they talked about it. Because then the guy reads, how is it possible for a trained cop to confuse a taser with an actual gun? And he says it's probably something we're going to be asking each other for a while. And he says, I must admit, when I first heard that the chief of Brooklyn Center Police Department concluded that the police officer who fatally shot Dante Wright did so by accidentally firing a gun instead of a taser, it seemed far-fetched. But the video does back up that claim. See? I haven't seen it. This guy's seen it. Says not only does the officer scream, I'll tase you, and taser, 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 before firing a shot, but after the shooting says, oh, beep, I just shot him. Again, why is she having to say, I'll tase you in a traffic stop? You are not going to know what Dante Wright did unless somebody pulls his police records, etc., etc. But in a police stop for expired license or whatever, it's routine. Unless it's not routine. So let me tell you what Dante's rap sheet is going to have. He's violent. Look, I'm not stereotyping. I'm telling you why in a traffic stop you have to get tased, a.k.a. shot, in this case, is because you got something else on your rap sheet. You're hiding something. You got a gun in the car. You got dope in the car. You don't want to go back to prison, whatever. It's not stereotyping. It's using common sense. For those of you out there going, Kevin, man, don't be talking about black people. But look, I have permission. I've got a lot of family in prison, and I can tell you, well, they're out or dead, but I can tell you exactly why they went. I know their rap sheets. I know why my uncle is very nervous when the car, let me put it to you this way. If my uncle says, you can take my car, the first thing I ask him is there any contraband in there? Have you gotten your pistol out? Have you gotten your dope out? And by the way, I wouldn't take his car anyway, because if a dog sniffs the car, it's going to sit, even with residue. I'm not taking the car. So there's no question this woman was not trying to kill Dante Wright. But he says, what's especially weird is that the video, one can see the officer pointing what is clearly a gun rather than a taser. So it wasn't the type of situation where the weapon was grabbed and fired in a split second. There was 8 seconds in the video between the first, I'll tase you, and oh crap, I just shot him. Well, let me tell you something. In the heat of battle, and I'm not making excuses, but I don't know that officers are looking at one versus the other. And again, I don't know what this taser feels like versus a gun, but I do know this. I don't know why she had, well, I do know, but I don't know. That's funny. I don't know why she had to pull the weapon. Why she have to pull a weapon? So he says again, how is it possible for a cop to confuse a taser? And he says, well, it's happened before. A 2020 analysis claims there have been 16 such cases, though a couple of them were dubious, over 20 years, during which there have been millions of tasers used by police officers. In 2012, they documented 9 cases at the time out of over 2.7 million taser uses since 2001. So it's extraordinarily rare, but it does occur. It's like malpractice for doctors, which probably happens a lot more than people think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
As sick and as morbid as this may sound, there are people in Dante Wright's family going, man, we about to get paid up in this mug. Oh, I know. There are those of you, Kevin, that's a sick thought. That's awful. How can you say? I can say that. Because I'm telling you, there are people in Dante Wright's family saying, we going to get some money. Do you think the people in George Floyd's family dreamed that George would ever be worth millions of dollars? I want you just to think of the trajectory of George Floyd's life. Was he going to leave his kids, his grandkids, whatever, I don't know what he's got, his family in any way, millions of dollars What life did this man lead that would make you say, oh my gosh, you know, he totally prepared for it. You know, George was educated. He worked hard. He saved. He did this. He had his 401k, blah, blah, blah. George got the police lottery. Shot by black man lottery. I mean, shot by police. Black man shot by police. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, he hit the lotto for his family. Now, George was in bad shape. But let's face it, George was going to die anyway. Dante Wright, I know nothing about him. I don't know that they're going to tell us much about him. Maybe some investigative reporter will give you a little bit more scoop. Because I'm going to tell you, when I looked at the black shot by police and took a deeper dive, the people, because, you know, Randy Moss wore that tie. And I said, who are all these people, you know, these black folks that were killed? And I said, what was the background? What were the circumstances in which they were killed? These were some bad people. These were people that black folks in the community were going, man, somebody need to shoot Ray Ray because that dude is crazy. And a cop did it. Not on purpose. Because Ray Ray was crazy. Look, I saw a case. You guys, you can look this up. It was on the heels of Michael Brown Jr. A heroin dealer goes to a gas station to do a deal. Cops see him. They go and he shoots at the cop. They go into a high-speed chase. The dude runs through traffic. I mean, he's hitting cars. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He finally stops the car, gets out, shoots at the cops. They shoot him. All this is captured on various video, and do you know there are people that said, the cops planted that gun on him, man? I was blown away. They said the cops planted a gun on him. When the dude drove up and started shooting at police, it was crazy. This is what you're dealing with. The sweet sound, folks, of the dinner bell of racism, the money. How much money has gone to the cause of these types of things? Freddie Gray, Michael Brown Jr., etc. How much money? Wasted money. Money that could be doing positive things in the black community, empowering black businesses, incubators for black businesses, startups, etc., getting young black kids trained in certain things. How much wasted money? What do you think the Floyd family is going to do with that money? You think they're going to put it into something meaningful? You think their lives have changed forever? They're like lottery winners. They're broke within a couple of years. That's what's going to happen here. There's no training on what do you do when you get this kind of money and how do you really set something up to give back to the community? Psst, whatever. They don't care what goes on in the black community. And if you don't believe me, look at the stats. Go to any city you want. Look at the black community and see who's killing whom and in what numbers. And then tell me, Black Lives Matter. Let me tell you something. Being a terrorist pays handsomely. The BLM co-founder is getting over and over and over. I remember the hoopla over John McCain being... They said, do you know how many houses you own? I don't know how many houses I own. I don't know if the Black Lives Matter co-founder knows how many houses she owns. See, that statement didn't cost McCain the election, but it didn't help the Republicans. It didn't help the stigma of a bunch of rich white people going out buying so many houses they don't even know where they are. But see, we don't make any bones about capitalism. I hope I die and I have four homes paid off. I do. A mountain home, a mountain lake home. I hope I have a home on the beach. I hope I have a little vacation spot where I go to write, maybe in Tuscany, and then I hope I have a regular home. And maybe I'll throw one more in there for good measure. But see, I make no bones about it. I want to make the money that I make based on the efforts that I put in, and I want to give back a ton. See, we take pride in ownership of our businesses, and we look to make profit. On the other hand, socialists and Marxists, they decry the trappings of the American dream. So why is it they partake in them so often? That's the question. This Black Lives Matter sellout we've been talking about, Patrice Kahn Cullors, K-H-A-N, but I call her Kahn, C-O-N, because she's a con. She's a con woman. Let me tell you, most of these black folks that are going around acting like they're fighting for the cause, they are nothing but con men. They know exactly how to get that moolah money, dinero, cheddar. They know how to get it. Now, we talked about her buying this one home in the Tony, California enclave, close to Beverly Hills, I'm told. I don't know. Only 2%, less than 2%, like 1.4% black people live in this area. This black ethnocentric racist is surrounding herself with white people. And it ain't because she's trying to change the neighborhood for black folks. She's moving as far away from black people as she can. Con colors. She might argue that she was going to bring more people to the neighborhood. No, she isn't. The housing authority, everybody in there is going to go, look, you just better mind your P's and Q's. Even those leftist Californicators were telling her, don't bring your black nonsense up in here, sister girl. This girl has four homes. I alluded to it the other day. Here's what the New York Post said. As protests broke out across the country in the name of Black Lives Matter, the group's co-founder went on a real estate buying binge, snagging four high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S. alone, according to property records. When I tell you terrorism pays, baby, that's why I told you guys, you better be glad this brother is on your side. Because if you think Con Colors is a con, I would absolutely make her look like a chili pimp. I would have 15 houses. Shoot. Boy, don't even get me started on the debaucherous life I'd live if I was on the left. I'd be laughing at you white folks. Yeah, baby. Says Patrice Con Colors, 37, also eyed property in the Bahamas at an ultra-exclusive resort where Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods both have homes, the Post has learned. Luxury apartments and townhomes at the beachfront Albany Resort outside Nassau are priced between $5 million and $20 million, according to a local agent. So not only has she dropped $3.2 million in the U.S., she's looking outside the U.S. to put a little bit of extra change. Put some of that Soros money or whoever. But let me tell you, it ain't just Soros. A lot of people are funding that. Now, let me tell you the difference between me and her. I would never sell out. And if somebody gave me $1 million, I'm not shopping for a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or a new home. I'm putting it into the cause. Right now, we put out a grant for trying to get these people elected to school boards. We're looking for $2 million. That's where the money will go. It won't go because I'm going to increase my zip code. I will live in the same place. Well, I'm buying a house, but when I buy my house, it'll be with my money. But see, that's not what these cons do. They go on. The self-described Marxist last month purchased a $1.4 million home on a secluded road a short drive from Malibu. Oh, that's where it was, Malibu. The 2,300-square-foot property features soaring ceilings, skylights, plenty of windows with canyon views. The Topanga Canyon Homestead, which includes two houses on a quarter acre, is just one of three homes Colors owns in the Los Angeles area. This is according to public records. Now, her fellow activists were taken aback by this, and somebody wants to know, how are you getting this money? Hawk Newsom, the head of Black Lives Matter in Greater New York, wants an independent investigation to find out how they're spending their money. You want to know why Hawk is interested? Because he wants in for the booty. He wants part of that money. He's going, wait a minute, I'm out here fighting for the cause, and people over there buying all these houses, that's not what I signed up for. Where's my money? Says, if you go around calling yourself a socialist, you have to ask how much of her own personal money is going to charitable causes. He said, it's really sad because it just makes people doubt the validity of the movement and overlook the fact that it's people that carry this movement. I agree, baby. I agree with you, Hawk Newsom. Get on them. Be a hawk. Do your job. And you wonder why Black Lives Matter has been so quiet during the George Floyd case?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.